State Transportation Department project leaders gave an update on high-speed rail during a forum yesterday in Wauwatosa. Discussions continue with cities about potential stops in Brookfield, Oconomowoc, and Watertown. And the DOT is working on the design of the rail corridor between Watertown and Madison. DOT engineer John Oyman.
Some of the most critical path items that we have along the corridor are the structures. That's where the design is starting. There's a lot of land bridges that are west of Watertown to the tune of about 22,000 lineal feet of structure that's out there. So structures are a very large part of this project.
Oyman says he hopes bridge construction will start by October and be part of the more than $50 million that may be spent by the end of the year. He also says the DOT is willing to meet with anyone about the high-speed rail project. The department has just scheduled a meeting in Watertown next week to discuss the local station site. But there remains skepticism about the $800 million high-speed rail effort. Brookfield State Senator Ted Canevas says he doesn't think a passenger train going between 79 and 110 miles per hour will be much of an option for travelers.
It's disappointing. I think it's been wildly oversold as high-speed rail, and it's enormously expensive.
The DOT says it plans to have the rail line running by 2013, although Republican candidates for governor are threatening to halt work on the project if they're elected this fall. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Wauwatosa.